cattle futures sank lower Thursday in the face of another corn rally. The U.S. restaurant industry's road to recovery hit a speed bump in January, according to the NPD Group, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 11th of March. Feeder cattle futures tumbled lower Thursday, pressured once again by surging corn futures tied to strong weekly U.S. export sales. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $3.17 lower. Corn futures closed 15 to 22 cents higher through July of 23, and then mostly 6 to 9 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 15 to 22 cents higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from limited on light demand to a standstill through Thursday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, live prices are $2 lower in the Southern Plains and Nebraska at $138 a hundredweight, and $2 to $4 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $138 to $140. Dressed prices are $4 to $5 lower in Nebraska at $224 to $225, and they're $3 to $5 lower in the Western Corn Belt at the same money. Lower cash prices pressured live cattle futures an average of 70 cents lower, from 2 cents lower in the back contract to $1.67 lower in spot April. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.24 higher Thursday afternoon at $253.94 hundredweight. Select was $2.58 higher at $247.37. Also on a positive note, net U.S. beef export sales for the week ending March 3rd of 27,500 metric tons were a market year high, up 16% from the previous week and 36% higher than the prior four-week average, according to USDA data. Increases were primarily for China, Japan, South Korea, Canada, and Taiwan.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle sold mainly lower at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Here's a sampling. Steers weighing 550 to 700 pounds sold $5 to $10 lower at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold steady to $3 lower. Feeder heifers weighing 650 to 800 pounds sold steady to $2 higher, and then $2 to $6 lower at 800 to 950 pounds. There were 5,923 head on offer. According to the preliminary report at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, feeder heifers weighing 700 to 975 sold $4 to $5 lower. Heifer calves weighing 5 to 700 pounds sold $10 to $12 lower. There were too few steers to trend, and there were 5,500 head on offer. Feeder steers sold unevenly steady at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded steady to $4 lower. Steer and heifer calves sold unevenly steady. There were 4,543 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers weighing 500 to 900 pounds sold steady to $5 lower, with instances of up to $12 lower at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, where there were 2,975 head. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 600 pounds and 800 to 850 traded $2 to $5 lower, with instances of up to $9 lower, while those weighing 650 to 750 sold $1 to $6 higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday, with continued volatility and uncertainty stemming from Russia's war on Ukraine. Inflation was also a touch higher than expected. Through February, the Consumer Price Index for all items increased 7.9% over the previous 12 months, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's the steepest increase for the date since 1982. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 112 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 18 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 125 points. The U.S. restaurant industry's recovery stalled in January after 10 consecutive months of traffic gains over the steep pandemic-related declines last year, according to the NPD Group. Physical and online visits to U.S. restaurants were down 2% in January compared to an 8% decline at the same time last year. Consumer spending at restaurants was 4% higher, though, reflecting higher food and operational costs. Total restaurant traffic, online and physical, is down 10% from the pre-pandemic level in January of 2020, according to NPD's continued tracking of the U.S. food service industry. Online and physical visits to quick service restaurants represent the bulk of industry traffic, and historically, they've led the industry out of challenging times. However, they were 3% less year-over-year in January and 7% less than January of 2020. Full-service restaurant traffic increased 2% year-over-year, but was 21% less than 2 years ago before the pandemic. Dine-in traffic increased by 40% in January compared to a year earlier, but they are 46% less than before the pandemic. According to David Porta-Latin, NPD food industry advisor, no one ever said the road to recovery would be smooth and steady. Right now, we're experiencing a dip in the road due to the Omicron variant and stimulus money expiring. Looking ahead, he says the sector should expect continued volatility. That's your cattle current market update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 11th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.